You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Another facet of this case is the Becky Hill allegations of jury tampering. And how could you make that situation worse? Well, have your son be arrested for wiretapping. Both, you know, kind of in the same sort of, you know, category, if you will, doing things nefariously, doing things in secret where others are not going to be aware as long as they don't tell. The optics on this just got 10 times worse. And I'm guessing you probably bolstered Alec Murdaugh's confidence a bit, especially in court just the other day. Where do you think this goes from here? We don't know all the details yet about exactly who he was wiretapping or why, but he was the Colton County Information Technology Director. His name, of course, Jeffrey Colton Hill, all in the same place, all in the same ecosystem. Smoke, there's fire. Do you think this ends up connecting back to the Murdaugh case, or is this just another weird abnormality of South Carolina, low country judicial systems at work?
Probably both. You know, I can't see that it's not going to be connected somehow. Mm-hmm. And just as her book was a terrible thing to do ethically, this is a terrible thing to do ethically. And for an IT director, you know, he used his own IP address, which is how they identified him. And I don't know, you know, how they were tipped off to look. That's not a very good IT person. You know, so again, these people are not very wise. They use poor judgment, and it sure stinks. It's really stinky.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder. I mean, if, let's say, it has nothing to do with Alec whatsoever, it's just systemic of a very broken system from the top down, it seems, there, that we're seeing a reflection of this with, because he's wiretapping people in the courtroom or witnesses or jury, but who knows? I don't know what it is. It's all speculation right now. It probably was going to affect other cases as well, if not this one, very dramatically.
Yeah, yeah. It's incredibly poor judgment, as, you know, so much of this has just been poor judgment. And it's, again, it's, do people there just think they can get away with breaking the rules and doing things that are not ethical?
Well, I think the question also is, do they think they are breaking the rules by doing these
right
kind of things?
Right.
I mean, is that what leads to a lot of this sort of behavior, when it's the norm, when others have been doing it around you for years or this or that? And, well, I don't know how we do things here, while the rest of the world looks and goes, no, that's not how you do things.
Yeah, 100%. Is this an example of just the way that this system there works?
Yeah, be very
certainly
interesting
seems that way.
To see where that all ends up, and if this does, in fact, the stupidity of several end up getting Alec another trial, because if he gets there, I don't know how confident I am that there will be a guilty verdict on the murder charges.
Like, right.
Puts him there with the dogs at the time, but who pulled the trigger? Did he pull? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. And I feel some secondary PTSD having to go through it all again.
Exactly.
But it may go that way.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.